Who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. The hairs on your arm will stand up as a terror. In each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground? When the man comes back. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. When the 100 million names are singing.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard WWCR 5070. This is Sunday, the 13th of February, and we're live tonight at 8 p.m. We're going into part two. You don't want to miss this exciting series. Number two, we're going to deal with the background of the fourth kingdom beast. And I'm going to tell you the current events that is shaping up in the destiny of the earth. You know, everything is on a timeline. Nothing can be changed, ladies and gentlemen, except the righteous hide when the wicked rule, and when the wicked cease from the land, there is joy in the earth. Well, you know that there's not going to be any joy in the earth until all of the evil rule of the satanic kingdom. Now, when was the satanic kingdom set up? When Satan and his angels came to the earth before the foundation of the world. Now, let me repeat that. Prior to Genesis 1 and 1, Satan and his angels had this diabolical plan to rule the earth. Now, you know that the earth belongs to the Creator and those to whom He made it for. The Bible said the righteous shall inherit. But there is a short interlude, if you will, a time of trouble. Job said, a man that is born with a woman is born with days full of trouble. In a short existence here, to leave behind a work that will follow him to judgment. This is crucial. And spend your time on this planet wisely. Now, when I said that Satan rules the earth, remember he tried to give it to the Messiah. He tried to take the headship, because he sees Satan wanted to become the head God. He's known as the God of this earth, and ladies and gentlemen, or the God of this world. And we don't have a God. I want you to remember this tonight before I say anything about the kingdoms and the fourth kingdom, which is the fourth beast, dreadfully terrible. The arising of the fourth beast is imminent. We are in a time of trouble for the saints. Now, not the world. The world is going to rejoice. Remember, the Bible says that the people that will support the beast and wander after the beast will cast the truth aside to the ground, it says. In other words, it'll become a low echelon issue, something that's not important, because, you see, religion is the important thing of the day. And the beast power is going to incorporate a religion, and this religion has been practicing and prospering for 2,520 years, approximately. Well, let me give you something that's very interesting. We're going to talk about the euro versus the dollar tonight. Let me give you a little, first of all, let me give you a little background about, you all know the background about the dollar. On our currency, it is written, in God we trust. Ladies and gentlemen, we had good intentions when we developed the dollar. Our nation had good intentions when our forefathers came here under religious persecution. We fled the European beast power. And it's ironic that that beast power has never gone away. We just thought it had gone with a deadly wound. Plus the fact that the beast that was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit has been a, if you will, a mystery from its inception. But not a mystery to the Creator, because you see, the Creator himself devised Babylon and set it up to rule. Remember, the Bible says, and Nebuchadnezzar got this message pronto, when he began to think he was something, the Creator gave him a lesson in humility by sending him out to become insane, separate himself from his senses, until he confessed that the Creator of heaven and earth set up the kingdom that he ruled in, or at least he thought he ruled, and that he takes them down. And so then, it is our Creator himself, and I want to emphasize this tonight up front, because I've got so many things to give to you. I don't have much time to get it all in. I won't be able to. But for what time we have on WWCR Live tonight, we want you to stay tuned. Call a friend and tell them that we're in part two of the ten-toed kingdom. We're gonna look at the legs of the beast that is holding up this economic system. You see, there's nothing wrong with the people or the earth. It is the evil system that rules over the people as water, and nations and tongues and kindreds. All men are susceptible or have to answer to civil, social, religious powers of those who rule with the sword. Now, you see, I'm talking about those that dictate to you who was born, actually, a free man. But they've set up a system right in America. There's nothing wrong with America. Now, let me tell you something. America's going to be cleansed. But not only is America going to be cleansed, but the earth itself is going to be cleansed. All evil is going to systematically be eliminated from the earth proper. Then righteousness will reign from sea to sea and from shore to shore. And those that remain in the kingdom, according to Isaiah 66, verse 22 and verse 23. It's important for you to read that. I can't go into it right now because that's a whole nother message for a whole nother time. But we know for sure that the righteous are going to inherit the earth. And Satan, in his short reign of power, has gathered together the armies of the earth. These armies are anti-Christ. Now, we'll repeat this. Anyone that will not confess in a risen Savior, a Creator, who came to redeem his people from their sins, only his sheep will hear his voice, and they won't follow a stranger when they hear the truth. They may be with the religious groups. Now, I'm going to tell you something about religion. Religion has been around for thousands of years. But the Bible talks about religion being vain. You can have a religious belief and still be wrong. You can be very pious. You can fast often, pray often, seek often, pay tithes often, and still be in a religious quagmire of ignorance, fear, social superstition, or things of this nature that has bound you into a religious system that will not confess the truth. Now, only truth seekers, those who are daring, those who are bold, and those who are directly related to kinship in the Redeemer's blood, have access to the truth that comes to the heart of man. Now, the Bible says itself that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Now, what does that mean? It means that man will, under the conditions of his own doing, selecting his own ways, or choosing his own religious dogmas, and the more that comes into it, the more that it seems right, and so it develops into a seem-right way, and you couldn't take dynamite, spiritual dynamite, and blow this deceived, poor, wretched, miserable, dead, and plucked up by the roots Christian or religious member of another religion, and there's many in the earth. We're talking about Christianity here in our faith. So then, the seem-right ways are not the ways, because the Bible said CNS for the O-path. But it said, stand in the ways, not in the way, but in the way. See, you can't get on the way until you get out of the ways. Now, let me repeat that for you. You cannot walk upon the narrow path of righteousness through his namesake until you stand in the ways. That's these religious paths that have been developed and orchestrated in a seem-right fashion. When I was a Baptist boy coming up in the Baptist church, we had preachers that would preach hellfire and brimstone and scare the living hell right out of you. You would be glad to get to the altar. You'd be glad to hit the water to sort of cool off after these messages of hellfire and brimstone. But listen, if I can scare you in, someone can scare you out. If I can talk you in, someone can talk you out. But if you believe the truth, and once you know the truth, The truth will make you free from fear, ignorance, superstition, and all the ways that seem right that man has conjured up out of the 23rd chapter of his imagination beyond the last book in the Bible. Set up a form and a fashion, worshiping the beast. Now, the economic powers of the last day. You see, there is two beasts of Revelation 13. One is a beast that cometh out of the sea, that's the people, the nations and the kindreds. And then there was one that came up on the land. Now, these are two diverse beasts, but they work in conjunction one with the other. I would like to propose to you tonight that in the United States governing system of things, that Satan and his angels have come in and taken key positions in the seat of authority in the high places of this land and formulated the straw man, the image man, the capital R cap man, and have put down the common law approach to a people of Yahweh, governing themselves under the laws, not democratic laws. We talk about the beauty and the joy and the righteousness of democratic rule, and that's not true. You see, a gang of convicts in a prison could vote you dead, and then they would execute their laws. You see, it's only when righteous men rule with the rules that Yahweh has purposed and set up. No nation, I want to get this to you now, including America. No nation upon the earth is worshiping to the dictations of the righteous rule of the laws of Yahweh. Now, there's individuals in every nation that are struggling, if you will, trying to hold on in this age of indifference and separation, in this age of denial of righteous laws, in the, you can't even pray in public school anymore. You cannot have any kind of biblical law in opposition to the laws of state. And so then we're fast becoming a nation of lawlessness, as opposed to law-keeping, law-abiding. I'm not talking about you obeying the sheriff or the traffic light. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the spiritual laws that will get you into the kingdom of Yahweh, as opposed to the breaking of his laws. And the Bible said all nations that turn away from his laws will be turned into hell when you forget them. Now, the remembrance factor of coming back to the old path, that's what I want to talk about in the fourth beast here. Let me show you some, this is purposely some of the things that are designed by Satan, are designed for the purpose of him deceiving you. Now, why would Satan want to deceive you? The Bible says he will deceive the very elect if possible. That means that Satan is always on his job. You see, he never rests. He's always on his job, and he will bring pressure from family. The Bible says that your foes will be those of your own household. And as a nation of people, we have divided this nation with so many unsuccessful experiments in mixing of the races until we have provided nothing more than a den of sin. I'll repeat that. We now have provided a place for the all-seeing eye of the Creator to look down upon this nation as well as others as a den of sin. Now, the Treaty of Rome, 1957, declared a common European market as a European objective with the aim of increasing economic prosperity and contributing to an ever closer union among the peoples of Europe. Remember the waters of the peoples, and this beast is rising out of the peoples of Europe. This is the last day, the fourth kingdom beast, and I've done indicated to you that there are nations that's involved in this union of fellowship, if you will, economic, as well as, if you will, this is a common goal of Europe's survival. Remember, they just got out of World War II, and Europe was devastated. It was totally, in some certain parts of Europe, war ravaged the nations of Europe and took its toll, great tolls of not only material destruction, but a social and economic powers were laid to rest in Europe, and it took a revival. And what a revival. In only 50 short years, Europe now has emerged as one of, if not the, and I prefer the latter, it is probably, will become, and history will probably bear this out, that Europe will become the strongest dominant nations in this case, the United Nations of Europe, and it will rule the world economically and, in a sense, with Rome right in the back of this beast that is emerging. It'll have a spiritual, if you will, connection. And so then people who will worship the beast, and the Bible said all the world will wonder after her. And you see where the money is where power reigns. And the Bible says when you find large sums of money, when you jerk up the roots of money, you'll find the evil people of the earth, Satan's children, hanging right on the end of it, dangling right on the roots of money, the love of money. And it's something that they're attracted to. It's something that they are drawn toward. They have devised here in America, and if not the whole world, one of the most amazing bits of sorcery, creating money out of thin air, out of nothing, and actually raping and looting the nations out of its very material wealth, such as silver and gold. Now, I don't want to go into that aspect of it right tonight. I'll save that for the fourth part of our development of the ten-toed kingdom. Tonight I want to talk about the ten toes and the ten nations. Remember I said there were ten horns and seven heads. The seven heads have shown themselves as the seven most powerful economic nations on the earth. And they have these G7 meetings. And the ten horns are the subject that we're talking about. And I want to give you something to think about tonight. Let's just suppose that between the war of the Euro, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll find out that Pastor Buddy is giving you a prophetic bit of information tonight. The history of the Euro, I want to get into a little bit of the history of it and show you some prophetic movements that it's already programmed into the stars, not only the stars, but into the actual facts. If you go back to the famous 2,520 years time span, I want to do that just briefly. Remember, I covered it briefly in part one. Well, briefly part two here. Let's go back to a time, counting back, beginning, let's count up. We could count back just in a moment after I give you the timeline. Let's count up from 538 B.C. This is when Cyrus gave the command for the nation of Judah to return back to build the temple. Now, this is a good starting point for us in history. And now let's project ourselves 2,520 years, because the Babylonian kingdom was prophesied in a timeline. Not that it would end in 2,520 years, but that it would actually climax around this time with the emergence of real truth versus error. Remember, a lie once often repeated enough becomes accepted truth. Truth is first ridiculed, rejected, and ridiculed, if you will, to the point that no one will believe it, but it has a way of prevailing. And then those that fought the truth will actually be those that step out behind the scenes to claim that they were the very ones that brought it and stood for it all along. Well, like I said, the Treaty of Rome in 1957 declared this common market. Let's look at it from a spiritual, biblical standpoint. In 1982, we have a timeline to look at. In 1982, the European common market nations were organized right at the time of the end of the 2,520 years, 1982, we have the emergence of a European system of central banks and countries binding together, participating in what we call the Treaty of the European Union, which was in 1992, by the way, as an evolvement from the Single European Act of 1986. But the conceiving of this ideal went all the way back to 1957, when the common market was declared as a European objective, only realized in the year 1982 when a formal organization was put together. Now, the successful development of the euro is central to the realization of a Europe in which people, services, capital, and goods can move freely within the countries, as now become states like the United States of America, when the history and the trade and the barter between the states, we don't have to have any borders checks, which was what actually held Europe back as a progressive nation of free trade. Now that barrier has come down, the subdivisions of euro has come from 11 currencies to one currency. And this currency, ladies and gentlemen, is growing in power as it battles against the major currencies of the earth. You see, this is the battle of economics, and the nations that rule economically are the nations that will bring about the social change, or if you will, they will begin to speak the language of social control. And you don't want to know what this beast has got in mind for you. You don't want to even think about it, but we must face the history and the background and the information that is now coming into being. You see, if we were to actually look at some of the words of the social language, let me give you something, for instance, here. Now, remember I said the beast that rises out of the earth is going to be different from the beast that rose out of the sea. There's two beasts here. Could it be that there is a diabolical plot? I'm not saying that this is going to happen. It's just a suppose. Let's say that the United States dollar, which has been the currency of the world in general, there's other single nations that have had currency, most of it's been devalued or is worthless in trading and exchange until the euro came on, and it's the major, now it's becoming the major player. And this is what the fight and the battle. And everybody wants to know why the expansion of the United States into the countries, particularly the Middle East, which is a mistake. And it's to weaken the United States as a power. It's to actually overextend her and to get the people of the earth to turn against her so that this great nation that was organized under the eagle clause, the greatest nation that's ever come out of the earth. This is the beast nation that is taken over from within. by a red power. Now, I'm not going to say too much about this power tonight as it orchestrates itself. Some of the advisors and the closest seats and the high seats in the nation are helped by this red beast power in the United States of America. I hate to say that, but it's true. Now, why? Simply because evil men have a thought in their heart to destroy. You see, Satan says, if I can't have it, I'll destroy it. That's proven in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations. It says that Satan will seek to destroy the earth. Now, if this power manages to actually destroy the value of the dollar, and we all have to turn to other currencies, and ladies and gentlemen, I'd hate to have to tell you this, but the money of exchange of a different nature other than the dollar is now being readied for you as I speak tonight. Now, let me repeat that. There is going to be a change of the monetary system in the greatest nation upon the earth. Now, the reason why is because that the powers that are orchestrating the beast power that will raise up not in America, but in Europe. This is the economic beast that will rule the earth with the harlot whore of spiritual fornication upon her back. Now, let me give you the beast power that I'm talking about here in America. That is not actually the will of the people. It is the will of those who have subjected this nation. Now, it wasn't my will that the United States invade Iraq, which did not have nuclear weapons. Well, here we are with North Korea alleging that it has nuclear weapons. It's a threat. Bush calls it an evil empire, an evil nation. And yet we are not going there. And the reason that we're going to the Middle East is because of the wealth of the oil and the geography that is important to one nation in the Middle East. Just one nation. Now, this nation has raised its head in 1948 as a nation of Israel. And this is not the true people of Israel. This is the counterfeits that have come in according to Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. I have a lot to say about that, but I won't get into that tonight to stay on the theme. Now, remember this. From 538 to 1982, and in 1982, there was a celestial event, if you will, an astronomical event that surely indicated that there was something about the year 1982. Now, remember, this is the year that Ronald Wilson Reagan came to power. Now, I don't know where you know that, but if you'll take the name Ronald Wilson Reagan, and this could have been unknowingly to him because I sort of like the guy. You know, for an actor, he didn't do too bad in Washington, D.C. As they say, you know, we've had politicians, let's try an actor, and we did. But if you total up his name in the English numeric fashion, you'll get 666. Well, just that year, 1982, we had an alignment the first time in so many, many, many thousands of years. We had the alignment of all the planets on one side of the sun in a straight line. Now, this is indicating a celestial event is indicating something very, very important should be marked in this year. And so then the 2,520 years ended around 1982. From 520 years going back. Now, remember, there's a time period of 42 months that we got to deal with. Now, that's 1,260 years, and we're going to earmark that by looking at some of the events that we could go back and give you some indication we will in part three of this series from 538 to 1978, 538 A.D., by the way. Remember, that it was B.C., this is A.D. We have, in 1798, we have the Pope deposed for the first time. Napoleon deposed him, and that was just for a short time. But this is when the seat of the whore was given up by powers that were trying to rid the earth of this whore that sits on many waters, riding the back of the beast. Now, let me give you something interesting to think about. Remember, I said Italy is one of the nations of the European common market. Now, did you know one of the significant nations of the four kingdom beast that we've talked about? If you will look at the first beast, the head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar, that would be Babylon in the area of Iran. Here it's ironic that we're back in Iran now as a power trying to extract or impose a democratic government, we say. And I believe that we have expansion plans beyond Iraq. And Iran is now the trigger, and that's one of the other nations that we could look at. And there is an expansion for the sake of expanding an empire for a people there that we call God's chosen people. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be disaster. We've had prophets before me, including myself, that says that this will end in total disaster because the seed of Ishmael, where we're at, the Abraham children by the other woman, the bondwomen, these are particularly bred for the express purpose, and the Bible quotes this emphatically, that the sword will remain in this house where we're going against forever. There will be no power that will shake the sword of the people of Abraham. These are the Abraham bond children, and there will be no sword devised by man, including the power of the United States of America, that will ever shake the sword from the house of Ishmael, which is the Arab people, the root beginning of the Arab people, Keturah, the other wives that had children. These are the many varying shades of people that are actually kin to Abraham. And so they figure prominently in the prophecies. And I'm going to give you a startling scripture in part four related to the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis, where we're concerning the theme that I'm in right now, which will be, if you will, stay tuned through three, this is part two, three and four, of the ten-toed kingdom of the beast power. And what I'm trying to tell you now is the third kingdom, remember the first one was Nebuchadnezzar, the second was the Medo-Persian Empire, and the third kingdom was Greece. Well, just in 1982, now think about this. I'm sorry, this is January 1981, which is a permanent year also, because this is the year that more wars were fought in 81. There had more skirmishes and more invasions and things of this nature. Earthquakes begin at an alarming rate since this time. Greece becomes the 10th member of the European community. Greece. Remember, she's the third kingdom. Now, remember, there's three that's going to fall. These are the three past tense kingdoms. And, of course, looking back on these as historical landmarks, if you will, benchmarks. And if you can, we're going to try to identify those in relationship to the fourth kingdom, which is the most dreadful of all of the kingdoms. And remember, the fourth kingdom is the one that put Christ to death, along with the help of the Jews. Because Rome was an occupying power, and it was prophetically meant to be that Rome would be in power. Babylon would be in power to give the approval of the death of the creator of the world. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So then, the battle of Satan trying to destroy the Creator in a flesh body. But ladies and gentlemen, the power that give him the power to raise and give him the power to set up kingdoms and power to take them down for sure will come alive. Now, let's talk about this beast power. And one that came up out of the sea, and one came up out of the land. The one that came up out of the land is one of the 10 kingdoms that I told you about, the United States. This is where she will begin to have failures by those who operate the nation of America, not the will of the people, but the will of the government, which has been taken over from the inside, unknowingly, very subtle. Enemies have come in, crept in unaware, as the Bible said. But don't worry about that. That's going to all be rectified and cleansed in time to come when the time appointed comes, because Babylon and the powers that have subjected her into the earth will fall. Praise Yahweh. Now, let's look at some of the numeric systems that we could look at tonight with that beast power, America. Now, if you take the numeric system that I've told you about before, beginning with the English alphabet, and the first letter, A, would be 6, and then add 6 to every succeeding letter in the 26 letters, we come up with a total 2-letter. And if we take the U.S. of America, I want you to write down the U.S., not the USA now, but U.S. of America. If you do that, you'll find that the numeric value will total up to 666. Now, is the people of America and the land of America, is it 666? No. But it's the evil beast system of 666, both in America and in Europe and other places as well, because you see, the beast power of 666 has finally set itself up for its final battle with the children of light. Remember, they're going to wage war against the saints. You see, this system is going to be good for the evil people. This system is going to fit right into the plans of those that like to eat, drink, and be merry. So then, they're going to buy into this system that is coming upon the earth, and the Bible says the whole world will wonder after this system that is set up in the last days, and the Bible talks about her as being a very powerful system. Now, let me remind you, in part 3, I'm going into the reasons that the horde that sits upon the back of this system that supports her. Remember, I told you that all ambassadors to every nation make their seat and bow their knee to the Holy Father in Rome. Now, there's a reason for that. It's not that it's so bad, but it's not so good. Because, you see, they've devised a system. You say, well, I'm glad I'm not in the Catholic Church and the Pope has no power over me. Well, you see, when Martin Luther and the Protestants or the protesters broke from the power of the religious system of Rome, the whore, that all they did was jump out of the frying pan and get in the fire. It is a nameless God religious system. Now, I'm going to repeat this. I want you to catch this if you catch nothing else in my message tonight. That Babylon and the evil powers that support her, both in Protestant and Catholicism, have a nameless God. They don't really know what the name of the Father is. Now, the English Bible, which I'm going to give you some social control that the English Bible was just brought along for the social control, and it's done a good job. Let me give you some of the aspects of the word English. If you look at the word English seal and the numeric system I just described to you, like the USA of America, 666, if you will count up the numerical value of English seal, you'll see that it is 666. If you will look at Devil Zeus, That's Devil, S-U-S. The last three letters of the one that they devised and set in the seat. Now, I'm telling you about a religious apostate church. I'm going into part three. You don't want to miss what I'm going to get into in part three. I'm going to make you mad if you're in the system. But the Bible said, come out of her. So then, if you would count up Devil, Zeus, S-U-S, D-E-V-I-L-S-U-S, you will find it comes up to the number 666. If you want to look at the Pope, let me give you a little homework to do. Write down the Pope God. You know that's what they call him, the Vicar, which is God on Europe. The Pope God totals in the English language 666. I want to repeat that. The Pope God. Now, if you was to write down bad devil pope, guess what you'd come up with? 666. If you come up with sodomites, you see, sodomites are now demanding their rights to marry. And just like it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, we're in those days. But if you was to total up the word sodomite, L, which means litter, you know what litter means. Sodomite L, that would total 666. Amazing, isn't it? Now, if he was to total up Satan, D, D for devil, Satan, D, Pope, you're going to get again 666. And I know that we're adding a few things here to get the letter or the number 666 to come up, but it's interesting. Even if you shuffle a few letters around, like the Pope is God, and the devil pope, and Satan the pope, all of them come up with 666. Now, is that by chance or by choice? Well, it may be that this English language was devised for the very purpose of turning you away, rather than turning you on to the name of the Creator, but turning you away from the Creator. And I believe that's exactly what it's done. Now, let's look at the place where the United Nations, that's the overmantle, if you will, of all the nations, including Europe, and a place where they gather is A, Babylon, New York, and that equals 666. Well, let me repeat that. If you was to write down A, Babylon, New York, the abbreviation, New York, N-Y, A, Babylon, N-Y, you get 666. And if you would just write down the city, New York, you get 666. And so then, well, here's for all you Christmas worshipers. Santa Claus is write his name down, Santa Claus, 666. You remember the wafer that they use in the church for communion? In the center, it's baked into the wafer, IHS. Remember Ishtar, one of the, if you will, one of the symbols of the God, the Queen of Heaven. They were baking bread to her back in the book of Ezekiel. But if you would write down Lucifer, A-I-H-S, that would equal 666. And listen to this. If you write down Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, Jesus, A-I-H-S, you get 666. Jesus, A-I-H-S. The wafer, the Son of God, the literal bread, as they say. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something very, very wrong with organized religion. Jesus seal. Just write the word Jesus seal and do your numeric appraisal and you'll come up with 666. Now listen to this one. Lord Baal God. Write those three words down. Lord Baal God and you'll come up with 666. Bad devil pope. Son of man, Jesus. Write that down. Son of Man. I-E-S-U-S, like it was written in the original 1611. No J's, remember. So I tell people, it couldn't have been Jesus. There was no J's. You're going to have to call him something else. Either Jesus, Jesus, like the Spanish do, still do that. But it certainly is not the Creator, Yahweh, the great creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh. You better get used to that, because you're going to have to bow the knee to that great name. If you look at that, Son of Man, Jesus, it equals 50 plus 10 plus 300 plus 6 plus 300, which is 666. And that's what we get the name Jesus today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to be offensive to you. I'm trying to be revealing to you that Satan and his angels and this beast power has come to the point that the Bible says they will deceive the very elect, if possible. Now remember, Rome and Greece, the Roman Empire and the Grecian Empire, the two last Babylonian empires. But remember, the Roman Empire would have a deadly wound. But in the end time, that wound would heal, and this power, remember, if you read the Fox Book of Martyrs, if you read what the terrible church did to those who were Christians, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 centuries. If you look at the Great Persecution, you'll find out that the last day persecution with this religious whore, this power of this harlot that sits over many waters, is going to come back in full pledge authority. And the Bible says it will literally wear out the saints, not the bankers, not the lawyers, not the judges, but the saints. That's the poor people who will at that time begin to do exploits, if you will, preach the gospel. You see, the greatest source of power, remember, it's not by power or by might, but by his spirit. So the coming, the parousia, if you will, the coming in the end time is a revelation of knowledge that will explode upon this earth like you have never seen before, and the power that be, the evil powers to counter, to try to put it down, will be the same type of powers in the first Roman Empire that tried to put down the knowledge of the Hebrew God, Yahweh. You see, Paul was persecuted, not for preaching Jesus. He was persecuted for preaching openly, stating, speaking the name that the Pharisees had taught was too sacred to utter, the great name Yahweh. It is a name above every name. And that name is coming back in power, and signs will follow the believer. Some will be in prison, some will be beheaded, some will be chased down, some will have to hide in caves, wonders in den, and sheepskins. And I don't really know why a man would want to live in these days. But for the sake of survival, and for the sake of being the thorn in the side of all of ignorance, fear, and superstition, the people who know Yah will stand up in that day and be counted as men and women. Today there's a lot of jealousy and fighting, bickering, even in the sacred name. They're so divided. They've got two names in the sacred name. They got Yahweh and Yahshua. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't serve two masters. The Son came in the Father's name. And this is the name that the beast power will try to suppress and put down, because it's the true name. And then this gospel will explode in revolutionary flavor. I mean, it'll catch on like wildfire. And throughout the earth, that's why that Yah is getting ministers all over the country ready and established because the students are going to come and sit at the feet of the teachers. And there will be many. Now, these people like to come along and call themselves the last day prophets. They are the last day prophets for gain. But these men come and that will not preach for gain. They'll preach for truth. And these gainsayers will be put away with. Any preacher that preaches the name of Jesus, after hearing the truth of the name Jesus and its incorporation and inception versus the name Yahweh, there's no comparison to getting down and calling on Yah and getting down and calling on Jesus. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the time of deceit and the time of gain for money is over with. It's a new day dawning, and it's power, it's purpose, it's intent, it's truth, it's the name versus these satanic beasts that has the names of blasphemy. You see, this headless beast needs the power and authority to come back and to rule. It must put on its head, and the final head is the eighth, and the eighth is the one that will have power. And I done told you that after this present pope passes on, and it will be shortly, you will see the next pope just very well could be the last reign of any religious power until it's done away with. I'll deal with that in part three. I gotta go. Time is running short. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call me tonight, my telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, that's simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Write me and please support. I'd like to send greetings up to the state of Maine. Man, what a wonderful state that is with wonderful people. We've heard from several of you folks out of the state of Maine. And you love the gospel. No wonder that you were on the front line defense up there around New Hampshire and Maine when we fought this English beast power that set this nation up in deception in 1776. We're going to right all the wrongs, and then the true currency, the just weights and measures, will come back upon the earth, and then peace will reign supreme with our Messiah, kinsman redeemer, our elder brother, one of the elder brothers. There's many elder brothers. He was the first one. There's many to come. And they'll all preach the revelation of Yahweh from shore to shore and from sea to sea, from the rising of the sun to the going down the same. Write me and pledge your support to the Shepherd's Call. You don't want to miss part four. Now, call me, area code 423-626-2172. Write me at 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Well, I got to run, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh bless you, is my plea.
Father, him will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet will catch the golden crown. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels sing. Multitudes are marching to the The virgins are all turning to witness. The world.